I'm calling for. I didn't make it. It's just past results.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
47125.
Is that 47225?
47125.
First and last name on the account?
Well, I don't really have an account, but my last name's Ken. Are you there?
Now, what's the first name?
Sarah.
For security of the account, can you verify your shipping address?
Did you find my account?
For security of the account, can you verify your shipping address?
Yeah, it's Hardinsburg, Indiana. 7355. I'm sorry, you're staticky. I didn't hear anything.
One moment.
Okay. Hush bones. Hush. Fill my tea up while you're up, please. Alright. Thank you.
I've located your account for the Factory Direct Savings Club membership and the Elite Drone. How can I help you?
Yeah, I ordered an Elite Drone the other day. It didn't say nothing about no membership. I didn't order that. And when I got online to find the drone and see when it was coming or whatever, it said it was a scam account. That there was no, I couldn't find out nothing about it other than that they said I was scammed. But I just now noticed there was a $67 charge on my debit card that I did not authorize. All it was shipping and handling for the Elite Drone. And I want the drone if I can get it, but I don't want the membership.
Okay. Well, I can go ahead and get that canceled. That does stop all future charges. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, but you going to put that money back on my debit card?
Well, that charge is considered valid. It was charged on December 12th, and the gift card has already been sent to your email. So as a courtesy, I can issue a 35% courtesy refund for the charge.
No, I want all my money back, or I will get my bank on it, and I'll get all my money back.
Okay. Well,
I did not authorize 67. I didn't authorize that.
Okay. When you order the Elite Drone, you automatically sign up for the membership, ma'am. They give you 48 hours.
No, I did not, because they give me it. They give me a choice to order that membership, and I did not choose that option. All I did was want the drone, pay for the free ship to pay for it. It's free with shipping, $8.25. Actually, I got percentage off. It was $9.95, and I got something off because it was a MasterCard. But it was $8.25 altogether with shipping is all it was. They didn't say nothing about a membership. I don't want a membership. I did not authorize $67.32 off my debit card. If that's the case, then they tricked me into that because they did it themselves because I did not authorize that $67 charge on my debit card, and I want it all back. I'm disabled. I live on a fixed income. I don't have money to be playing around with no in memberships to any kind of nothing that I don't even know nothing about. like I said, I got online to see if I could get my find out when the drone was coming, if it was going to get here before Christmas, and I couldn't even find out nothing about that. It said it was a bogus company. I don't even know where it's, I don't know nothing about it. I don't know how to find out anything about it or anything. But I don't want the membership. I want my $67.25 back on my debit card. And if you can't do that, then I'll call my bank tomorrow and I will have to stop payment on it and they will investigate it and I'll get my money back. Are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just aggravated because I didn't authorize that car. I mean, I know that you surely you have a debit card yourself and you would understand that if you was looking at your bank statement and you had a $70 charge on there that you didn't authorize it, you'd be kind of perturbed too, wouldn't you?
Anybody
would, I mean, I can understand. I order stuff quite often, and I usually when I order something, I know what I'm ordering, and I don't get a surprise $67 charge on my debit card because I know that if I ordered it or not. I didn't order this because that's why I'm on the phone with you because I didn't order it. I'm surprised that it was on there and I would like that money back on my debit card. I would really appreciate that, especially before Christmas. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. Okay, so going to your credit card company will not help you get that charge back because they do have to contact us first. We do provide them with our legal documentations of our terms and conditions along with the information on your account. Your credit card company cannot overwrite terms and conditions, therefore they will hold you responsible for that charge. And this company does win majority of all disputes filed against this company due to those legal documentations of our terms and conditions.
What's the name of the company?
Third Party Call Center.
What is it?
Third Party Call Center.
Third Party Call Center. That's not the name of the damn company. I want to know the company that I ordered the drone from. Because apparently that's just fast
company,
results
yeah.
on fast result third party call company. That's ridiculous. I want my $67.25 back.
Okay. That charge is
yes.
valid, ma'am.
It's not valid. I did not authorize that. It might be valid on your side, but it's not on my part. I did not authorize that.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to be able to issue a full refund, ma'am, due to the charge being
you
valid.
You will. You
okay.
will. It's not valid. And I'll call my bank, and I will have investigate
yes,
your company,
ma'am.
Your third party.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, I understand. You're more than welcome to go to your bank, ma'am. They're just going to send you right back to us.
I tell you what they'll do. They'll give me my money back, and they'll get a hold of your third-party company, which is bogus, because the third-party call company is somebody just answering the phone, answering questions for somebody like me that's got scammed out of money on their debit card, is what it is. It's exactly what it is. Because it's not valid, I did not authorize it. The only way that it's valid is that I would authorize it, and I did not. I authorized the $8.25 one because it was a drone that I was ordering for my fiance for Christmas. But I guess I got scammed out of that, too. I probably won't get that. That was valid. I did order that, but I did not order the membership for this whatever you're saying I ordered the membership to. She said there was a gift card on my email. I didn't even see it either. So we're just going to sit here and breathe the rest of the night, or are you going to give me my money back?
Okay, well, as I was saying, ma'am, I'm not going to be able to issue a full refund due to the charge being valid. Now, as a courtesy, I can issue a 50%.
The charge is not valid. You're wrong. It's invalid. It's invalid. It's not valid. I did not authorize that. I don't care how many times you say that all day long. I'll sit here and tell you it is not valid. I did not authorize that.
Okay, so the most I'm going to be able to do, ma'am, is a 50% refund of the charge.
I want it all back. 5 minutes ago, it was 30%. Now it's 50%. I want it all. I want 100%. $67.32.
Okay,
I want it all back.
$67.32 will be refunded back to your car within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's all,
thank
ma'am.
You for calling
thank
customer
you. Support. Bye. It's $67.